There's one gentleman who, dare I say, handsome. He's a winner. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a three-time world champion and the founder of my favorite fitness program that I've used for the last couple of years, DDPY, the DDP yoga app, Diamond Dallas Page. DDP, how are you, sir?
What's up, boys? I've actually put an Ozark series on hold to call in.
Wow.
I love Ozarks, and that is a big sacrifice, DDP. I do appreciate that. How I haven't started season three. Is it carrying over well from season two?
I think it might be the best season so far.
Really? I just finished Tiger King.
Truly amazing.
Have you watched Tiger King?
Who hasn't? My God, that's the craziest show alive. Everything's a tiger. I just saw my daughter and my girlfriend laughing as I'm saying that Tiger King, they pop. But I just saw an ad on Instagram, and it had the whole AEW crew, and it said 14 wrestlers and 8 tigers will compete for.
Well,
crazy.
DDP, how suspicious was Carol Baskin's second husband's disappearance? Honestly,
that should be fucking put in jail right now.
Right? How is she not in jail?
Here's the greatest part of this entire show. This guy's goal in life, he makes me playing the stalker make me famous. He makes me look like I can't spell famous. Like, he wanted to be famous so bad, so now he's the most over guy of the pandemic. He will be the king of the pandemic, and that is going down. He's going to get exactly what he wanted. He just has to spend 10 years of his life in jail for it.
Oh,
right.
I love you, Dallas. That's amazing. It's really what's bringing everyone together. Horrible, horrible reality-based TV. But DDP, we chatted. I've interviewed you a couple times in the past, and I'll give you full credit here, my man. I believe it was two and a half years ago, you told me that we were chatting, and I said, well, who's a wrestler to watch out for? Who's somebody that you think is kind of up and coming? You told me, listen, Andy, Drew McIntyre is the real deal. And you know what? That dude is headlining WrestleMania versus Brock Lesnar. I got to give you full props. You saw this a mile away, and he's a big believer in DDP yoga. You've interviewed him on the app and on your social media too.
Well, you know, when you see Drew come in, if you look at his career, he comes in and he's pushed to be the guy at 21 years old. And he didn't know how to handle that, because when you're in professional wrestling, politics is just as serious as back in the Roman days. I mean, you have to know how to be political. And he had no idea what the hell that meant. So long story short, he floundered, and then he went down as low as you could go down the card. And then they gave him his walking papers. Now, did he quit? No, he turned himself into the Drew McIntyre that he knew he was. Drew Galloway's a bad dude, man, and got a crazy work ethic. And I stayed in touch with him over that whole time. And then when he was at NXT and he hurt his shoulder, he was doing the program, but he wasn't doing my DDPY program the way it really needed to be done. He drove 7.5 hours from Tampa to spend 4 hours with me and then drive back. And he's coming to see me 2 or 3 times since then. We talk all the time. And when I said that 2.5 years ago, if they'd have given him the push then, he'd have been like, if they'd have given him, let him be himself. You know, and he's a charming dude. He's a bit of a loner, but he's got a work ethic like no one does. The only people I would compare his work ethic to would be mine or Triple H's. And they put him as this, what do they call him, a psychopath? I was like, what the hell is that? That's not Drew McIntyre. And people would ask me probably about 9 months ago, they said they brought it up that I had said that. And he still wasn't clicking yet. I said, if they let him be himself, he will get over huge. And he hasn't even, he's just starting to scratch the surface. Like, the guy's got the ability to really carry what they wanted Roman Reigns to do. He has the ability to do that. And Roman is a great guy, phenomenal work ethic. But everybody knows the push that he got, you know, a lot of people in wrestling sort of turned against him, which I thought was crazy because the guy is great and he's got an incredible work ethic in the ring. Does he have The Rock's charisma? No one does. You know, that's why Rock's the biggest star in the world right now. But it's pretty cool. We talked about this, you know, probably about 2 weeks ago, you know, 3 weeks ago, we found out that WrestleMania was going to be at the Performance Center.
Right.
And he asked me what I thought about it. I said, I'd rather be in front of 80,000 people. I said, but tell me who won WrestleMania 26. Who won WrestleMania 29? You can't tell me any world champion that won it any year, maybe one in the 36 years. But I'll tell you what, if Drew goes over, because I don't know what the finish is. If he goes over, everyone's going to know what happened in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Battle Royal, you know, the WrestleMania. I mean, you know, I always say there's better than, there's less than, and then there's different than. And Drew is, you know, he's stepping up, and he is different than. And it's going to be really, it's going to be fun to watch this run. I hope he takes it on Brock. I hope he does.
DDP, outside of you, of course, who's the greatest wrestler of all time?
Oh, wow.
I don't put me in that category at all. Ric Flair, I think Shawn Michaels is an incredible second, only because Nate had just had so much of an insane run. I think Shawn was, you know, the modern day, you know, greatest technician in the ring. Cause he had it all, the look, the swag, the rap, the work, you know, he could do anything, but you know, Nate is the one who really, you know, who carried it on for 30 plus years, you know? So I give it to Nature Boy.
Yeah, nobody quite like Nature Boy. In conversation with DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, 3-time wrestling world champion, WWE Hall of Famer, and founder of DDPY, DDP Yoga, and of course, all over social media, at DDP Yoga, at Real DDP on Twitter, on Instagram, at Diamond Dallas Page. Very easy to find, Facebook page and all that. DDP, I got to ask you about your WrestleMania moment, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was your first one. I was there in attendance, because you were a WCW guy. WWF at the time bought WCW, Vince McMahon, and I believe your first WrestleMania was in Toronto, WrestleMania 18, as European champion versus Christian. Is that right?
Well, that would have been the first WrestleMania I was at.
Okay.
But WrestleMania 6, I was Diamond Dallas' chauffeur and drove my 62 pink Cadillac to the ring, and I got that gig because I was working AWA at the time as a manager. I was also working for Florida Championship Wrestling with Dusty. Luke, you know, one of the Bushwhackers, Luke, who became a good friend of mine, when he was traveling from Miami to Tampa, he would lay over in Fort Myers, and he came to my club at a killer nightclub at the time. And he saw my 62 pink Cadillac. And Diamond, Pat Patterson, he's looking for, mate, he's looking for a 56 car or something. And I think this would be perfect. Oh, Pat, well, let me call him. Diamond, we let him, let him honky tonk, and Greg Valentine, you know, they're going to walk. They need a ride to the ring. Okay, would you let it happen? I said, WrestleMania? He's like, yeah, mate, I think it would be great. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he called up Pat. He said, Pat, I found the call. He put me on the phone with Pat Patterson. And that's exactly how Luke talks, too, man. He's always excited when he's talking. And he's got that Kiwi friggin' wrestler voice. But he put me on the phone with Pat. And Pat, he knew what the car was. He asked me if it was in mint condition. I said, yes. And he said, what will it take to get the car up there? And I said, if you tow it up there, because it won't make the drive, I want to take a chance. You tow it up and you fly me up there and you let me drive the car, Pat. You can have it for nothing.
Wow.
And he was like, done. And that's how I got on WrestleMania. But the really cool thing was I got to meet Hulk Hogan, who came up to me and introduced himself and told me he'd seen my stuff on AWA and he worked with Gordon Solie. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Hulk Hogan knows who I am, And, I got to meet a lot of the boys, because I was in the business and they knew me as the guy with the Diamond Dolls, because there were no divas in professional wrestling before the Diamond Dolls. And, there was a whole flurry of different ladies that were stripper hot. And no one had ever seen that in professional wrestling. So, that was pretty cool. But, it really opened up a lot of relationships for me that day. And to be able to, if you really think about it, the thing that was really cool was in 1998, Warrior came in to work with Hulk. And he sent for me and Goldberg. And when we got to his dressing room, gave us a big hug and was like, you guys are the reason why I came back.
Wow.
Because you guys are having so much fun out there. I wanted to be a part of wrestling again. And to think that I drove the car as a chauffeur at six, where Hogan and guys, you can't be talking in the background because it goes over the air. they're waiting on to be put Ozark back.
Ozark back. Hogan. I don't blame him. Get off with these idiots from Toronto. Yeah.
For Hogan and Warrior to be headlining the show that I drive the pink Cadillac in as a chauffeur 8 years later to me and Goldberg sharing the headline main event with Warrior and Hulk, and our match stole the show. Now, think about that.
Wow.
And then, 4 years later, I was 18.
Yep.
I don't remember what year that was. I think it was 18, yeah. Then I'm back out there. And, me and Christian had a hell of a match. And unlike The Undertaker, I'm still undefeated at WrestleMania.
That's right. And so Toronto must have a pretty special place for you, DDP, right? Because your first one, 6, then 18, the first match there. And both crowds, 18 was just a bit bigger than 6. Like, I was at both as a kid and then early 20s, whatever it was. And, man, when they say you can feel the electricity, it's a cliche, but you really can in those type of environments, right?
Oh, yeah. And that was one of my favorite matches ever was Hogan and Rock. And they headlined that card. And when the crowd really turned on Rocky for Hulk. Here, Rock is the biggest star in the world today, which I love. Mm-hmm. That Rock's the man. He's a super gracious guy. He deserves everything that he's got. And, he carries the ball like no one else. So, it was great to be a part of that. And just want to let you guys know that Canada is our second biggest market for DDP Yoga right now, because I don't know how it is up there, but if it's like where we are, the kids are home.
Yeah. And
they're basically trapped in their house. So what I did with my program, if you go to DDPY.com or DDPYoga.com, my DDPY for kids, those workouts, I put them up free. Up on, if you go to DDPY.com or DDPYoga.com and put / kids free, up will come up those three workouts that are on the app. So that peak parents who are going crazy with their kids, you know, 8 years old to 12, that's who I do the workouts with. And they're really fun workouts for the kids. And, you know, also for right now, military, and it doesn't matter if it's Canadian, United States, wherever, you know, military guys are, if they were ever in the military or in the military, it's always 50% off. It's always Veterans Day at the DDP Yoga program.
Awesome. DDP, I work out, and I've never done any sort of yoga or any program like this. Why should I try DDP Yoga?
Well, for starters, I call it DDP Yoga, but I'm really branding it DDPY now. Why? Because I want people to stop calling it just effing yoga, because it's not. It's yoga. It's rehab. It's old school calisthenics, done with slow burn movement. It's dynamic resistance, which is just flexing and engaging the muscles as you get from one position to another, which jacks your heart rate up, which there's no yoga, there's no app, there's no workout that does that. So what DDPY actually really starts with, why should you start? For starters, you're trapped in your house and you can't go to the gym. That's for starters. For starters, you don't need anything. All you need to do is get the app. You can try it for 7 days free. If you don't like it, it costs you nothing. There's another huge point. Again, you need nothing. Would it be good to have a mat? Yes. Would it be good to have a heart monitor, Bluetooth heart monitor? Yes, because that links right onto the workouts and comes right up on your TV. You know, I tell you how long you're not in your zone, in your fat-burning zone, and in your anaerobic zone. I tell you how many calories you burn throughout your workout. Oh, it's too challenging for you? I don't think so, because my whole DDPY rebuild program starts in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed. I got three workouts for you in bed, the blood bed flex series. Then I help you get out of the bed and sit in a chair. And I've got 10 chair force workouts for you that work in a chair. At the end, they start working you out of the chair to stand strong, using a chair to help build your balance back, your strength, your mobility, your just being able to move around. And you use that as your crutch, so to speak. And that gets you ready for beginner, intermediate, advanced, psycho extreme. On the app, every Monday, Motivational Mondays. There's over 200 of them up there. So there's never a time that you if you're getting swallowed up by the emotional gravity and the anxiety, which is this pandemic, you know, if you are, exercise will help relieve stress. Listening, stop watching the effing news and listen to what I have to say, because there is, you know, we're going to get through this. And is it going to be ugly before, is it going to get worse before it gets better? Probably. But we're still going to get through it. And you just got to have a positive attitude as you're going through it. But the negativity, you prepare. Like, I'm here with my girlfriend and my daughter and my granddaughter. And, you know, we've got plenty of food stacked up. And we got plenty of guns. So, ridiculous rounds of ammunition.
So don't mess with them.
The bottom line is just be prepared. That's all. Don't go out and socialize with people. Stick with your crowd. When you go out, stay away from people. Wear gloves. You know, like, just you have to go out and do what you have to do, and then you come back. I just did Brittany and I just did a video that's up on it's up on the app, but it's on my YouTube series. What do we call that, Britt? Do you remember? We don't remember it. It shows us, you know, what we do when we get our groceries. And Brittany had developed three weeks ago, a system that when we get boxes from Amazon, how she marks them down. Let me see. I'll look it up right here. She found it. It's called DDP Talks Food Safety in Your Home. And Brittany developed this, you know, this system, because the virus lives on cardboard for 24 hours. It lives on plastic and steel for 3 days. So if you got cardboard that's wrapped in plastic, Amazon doesn't wrap in plastic. They wrap in paper with glue on it. So every box that comes in from Amazon sits out in the garage for 24 hours, and then we can open it up. We're still going to wipe it down. You also, you freeze stuff. Like, say you get ice cream or a bag of vegetables that you throw it in your freezer. Say some of the virus got on it. If you didn't wipe that bag down and you threw it in your freezer and you take it out a year and a half from now or 6 months from now and you never wiped it down, well, guess what? It's still alive.
Wow.
Because you just froze it. So, like, people don't know this. This is all stuff that Brittany looked up from, it was a New England Medical something, right, honey? Yeah, the New England Medical Journal. That's where we got all this information from, and the stuff that she developed on her own. So I put that out there for people to be able to see, like, hey, smarten up. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's on my app. And we just don't, I just don't, like, tell you what food to eat. I make it for you.
You show them, you know, Dallas. Video. Yeah. You actually show them on the app. That's what I've been using your app for 2-3 years now. And part of what I love is you show, because it's tough to sometimes figure out what's good to eat or what tastes good. I just don't want to eat lettuce. And you lay that all out there. That's a kind of a hidden gem of the app.
Yeah. And again, it's like, it's the only cooking show that you will find anywhere that's gluten-free, dairy-free, GMO-free, and organic. Which means it's food. It's not chemicals. I only eat the healthiest food, but I don't care how healthy something is if it doesn't taste good.
Right.
Like, if it doesn't taste good, I'm not eating that. And, like, I'm gluten-free and dairy-free because of what it does for the inflammation in my joints. So I stay away from that. I'm going to be 64 on WrestleMania Sunday. So... did you guys see me in the AEW in January?
Dude, off the top rope. Come on now.
Off the top rope, through the air. I blew a huge comeback. Jake Roberts sent me a text. WFT or WTF. He's like, no ring rust? Are you serious? Like, he was blown away. You know, how I looked in the ring, what I was doing. And was it risky for a 63, almost 64-year-old man to do? Absolutely. Was it risk versus reward? Absolutely. Because what that one night, that 5 minutes of me being in that ring, what it proved was what I've been saying for 20 years. Do by your DDPY program, because it works.
Yep.
Chris Jericho blew his back out at 41. They said his career was over. He saw the video of a disabled veteran. And if you don't know the video, go to ddpy.com, ddpyoga.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Watch the most unbelievable transformation in the fitness world ever. And his name is Arthur Gorman. He saw that video. He called me back. He said, bro, you tell me what to do, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. 3 months later, he headlined WrestleMania with Punk.
Amazing.
Six months ago, he signed a multi-million dollar 3-year deal at 48 years old with AEW.
Huh. It works, man.
Dustin Rhodes, he's 51. He's been doing a program for 8 years. It works. AJ Styles, Drew McIntyre. I mean, yeah, the list goes on and on and on about guys. And we just signed a partnership with the NFL alumni. So now I'm working with those guys and helping those guys help get their body back. And I'm not sure if it's open to Canada or not. Last year it was, but we just started. You have till the end of April to sign up for our Positively Unstoppable $1 Million Challenge. And one person is going to get the opportunity to win $1 million. It's going to be a physical and mental. The Positively Unstoppable is my book that came out last year, and it's all based on your attitude. It's all based on the story you tell yourself. It's all about how you change, not just change your life, but start to own your life. So Positively Unstoppable Challenge is up on PositivelyUnstoppable.com. So, we got so many things going, man. The kids are free, on the main site. Veterans are always 50% off. What we're doing is changing the world.
I'm going to get George on it, Dallas. I'm going to get George on it. I'm gonna have him do it with me.
get him on and let him try it.
Absolutely.
Get him on the app himself.
I'm in.
There we go.
All you got to do is, if you don't like it, stop using it.
Love it. DDP, we'll let you get back to the family. I don't want to get a diamond cutter from your daughter or girlfriend there.
Right? Yeah.
Enjoy the Ozarks. Man, we could go all night, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, boys. See you. It's been your pleasure.